1340WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
All right, welcome to the show. Of course, we will have our Murray State Southeast Missouri preview coming up in just a bit. A little more of an in-depth look than we have on Thursday when we give you all the OVC football previews. So we'll save that for a little later in the show. Before we get that, a lot of scores to get you caught up with, so let's get right to those. Boys high school soccer last night, Christian Adams, Jacob Smith, Brian Wilhelm, each get a goal. Galloway County beats Marshall County 3-2. The Lakers, what a terrific season they're having. They are 14-3. The Marshals 9-8-1. Elsewhere, Graves beat Mayfield 7-0. Tillman goes penalty kicks and beats Massac 4-3. Lion a 3-2 win over St. Mary. Caldwell County defeated Todd Central 4-2. Speaking of great seasons, what about those Murray High Lady Tigers? Last night, Alex Pellegrino had a goal and an assist, and Parker Adams added a goal. Murray High nips McCracken County 2-1. The Lady Tigers are 16-3 on the year. Meanwhile, the news not good from Callaway County at all. Marshall County downing the Lakers 4-0, but it was a costly loss for the Lakers. Former Region 1 Player of the Year Maddie Ballmer sustained a broken fibula, according to a report in the Paducah Sun. And that brings a close to her highly decorated Lakers soccer career. Tough way to see that in. Hate seeing that for Maddie. Lakers now 7-7. They had been playing very well of late, and Marshall County improves to 11-4-2. Other girls' matches saw St. Mary beat Lyon 6-1, Graves over Mayfield 10-0. Madisonville a 4-1 win over Tillman. Trigg beat Ballard 6-1. UHA a 9-0 win over Caldwell County. Volleyball, Marshall takes 3-4 from Callaway County. Christian Fellowship 3-4 from Murray High. Ballard Memorial beat Graves 3-2. Fulton City swept Lake County. Livingston Central swept Union County. And Tillman over Carlisle County. A mouthwatering 2A matchup taking place tonight at 7 at War Memorial Stadium. The fifth-ranked team in 2A, Murray High, visiting the top-ranked team in 2A, Mayfield. The 4-2 Tigers have battled a lot of injury problems this season. They're pretty much healthy, not 100%, but that's tough to be this time of year. Meanwhile, Mayfield comes in 5-1, mostly healthy, but that mostly with a huge, huge asterisk, as Trajan Bright is not going to play. He's expected to be out a little while longer with an injury, but will this be a good game? If the Murray High team that played last week shows up, yeah, it probably will be a really good game. So we'll see. This is one, though, where the Tigers, who have had some issues with turnovers, it's not a night they can afford to make those. They make those tonight, and that will be a death knell for them most likely in terms of the game result playing against Mayfield, especially on the road. We'll have it all for you tonight at 6. JB and Hack have the call on WNBS and 1340WNBS.com. How about those suddenly hot Callaway County Lakers? They're going for a third straight win tonight, as Jack Rose Stadium is the venue when they welcome Hopkins County Central for a senior night game. Yeah, they won't be back at home during the regular season. However, if they can win here, they will put them in line for a home playoff game. So they may not play another regular season game there, but they actually have a little bit of say as to what they do postseason-wise. So let's see if the Racers can make that happen tonight. Other games tonight finds Trigg County at Tillman, Ohio County at McCracken County, Graves County at Marshall County, Webster County at Ballard Memorial, Fulton City at Crittenden County, Fulton County at Russellville, and Caldwell County at Union County. Paducah Sun reporting the Tillman boys soccer team had to forfeit 4 wins because of an unidentified ineligible player that played. Tillman Athletic Director Chris Durfee told the paper it was the school's fault, and they self-reported the issue. Blue Tornado wins over St. Mary, Fort Campbell, and a couple over Ballard Memorial now logged as losses, and those changes do impact the district tournament pairings. Tillman now the number 4 seed, and they'll face McCracken County in the first round. All right, let's get to football. On the college side, as Murray State takes on Southeast Missouri tomorrow. And these are teams that have really had terrific games over the last 2 years. 2 years ago in Cape Girardeau, a triple overtime affair, the Racers lost. They had so many opportunities to win and just didn't put that one away. And then last year, the Racers taking advantage of their opportunities as they pull out a 44-41 double overtime win in Murray. Well, we need extra time tomorrow night at Houck Stadium. Who knows? Southeast Missouri having to deal with a major injury as DeMichael Jackson, their leading rusher, out for the season. Well, he was their leading rusher going into last week. 56 carries, 265 yards. He's out for the season, but they have two really good backs. Now, this is a team that runs the ball. I mean, they average well over 200 yards a game. I think 222 a game is what they average on the ground. So, and they do have another really good running back, kind of a smaller guy, different than DeMichael Jackson. He has carried it 41 times for, get this, 302 yards. Folks, that's 7.4 yards a carry. Getting the start last week, had a really good game against Shorter College. Really behind him, they don't have much of anyone. I mean, they truly don't. And I don't mean they may have someone, but they haven't used them, I guess is the best way to put that. The next leading carrier is Lewis Washington, who's carried it 13 times. And then Brendan Stewart has carried it 12 times. So that's basically it. Dante Van Devin is the new quarterback. Now, Tay Bender started the season as the quarterback, came up a little dinged. Van Devin came in, I believe it was against in their second game of the season, did very well. In fact, he was the national freshman of the week. And now he is the starting quarterback, Dante Van Devin. I think he's from Dave Winder's hometown of Jackson, Missouri. 25 and 34, a couple of interceptions, 74% passer. Now, he's only thrown one touchdown pass. Doesn't have a ton of mobility in terms of trying to run it a lot. Only run it 10 times, but he's been decently successful, 5.6 yards when he does. Tay Bender was the guy who ran it more, so not as much of a running quarterback, but he can throw it. Just hasn't really had the success in terms of netting touchdowns. So we shall see how that turns out for Southeast Missouri. But good kid. I mean, he's in a freshman. They're going to have him for a while. And so far, he's off to a terrific start. Now, receiving-wise, they have a terrific receiver. They have a receiver that almost everyone I know believes this guy is in the NFL next season. Paul McRoberts missed last year with a leg injury. Just 17 catches this year, though. 209 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Only had two touches last week. And Southeast Missouri, I can't really believe they can continue to let that happen and be successful. And Coach Tom Matukiewicz addressed that this week and said, you know, pretty much says, we have to get our best guy more than two touches. So they're going to be working very hard to do that. The number two receiver, Adrian Davis, a little bit dinged up, battling a sore knee. Didn't say he was out, didn't say he would play, but if he's unavailable to go, Peter Lloyd becomes their second option with 9 catches, 65 yards. They also have Darius Darden-Box. So four pretty good receivers, but McRoberts head and shoulders above anybody else there. So that's what you see offensively. Defensively for Southeast Missouri, let me tell you, folks, I know you'll look at last week and go, they can't be any good, right? They lost to Division II Shorter. They gave up 300 rushing yards. That seems to be just an outlier because their other games, they did very well against Mizzou, very well against Indiana State in the win against Southern Illinois. Last week, I'm just going to go ahead and call it as it is. I think it was a bit of a fluke. This team has had 5 interceptions. They lead the OVC with 14 sacks and 35 tackles for loss. Their leaders in that category, the linebackers, Roper Garrett, he's all OVC caliber. Chad Meredith, he is also another one with 5 tackles for loss. They have 2 players with multiple sacks. John Popovich and Lloyd Time are up front, I'm telling you, and a couple of players with multiple interceptions, Mike Ford and Eric Moore with 2 interceptions each. Pretty good defense. This is a good team. I think Coach Tom Matukiewicz would, if I was sitting in the room and said this, I think he would nod his head. The biggest enemy Southeast Missouri has had so far has been Southeast Missouri. He says that it's at times been an undisciplined team. He likes his team, feels if they can right those wrongs, they could turn into a really good football team, and I agree. Does that sound familiar? Murray State a little bit like that, at least last week. Don't really hold them all that accountable when they're losing to bowl division teams, not on an even playing field. But last week with the 4 turnovers, 4 fumbles, Tennessee Tech turning those into points more often than not. They had the costly penalty that pretty much ended the game. Blocked field goal attempt, blocked extra point attempt, and the offside penalties. I mean, come on, you know, It's easy. You look, the ball moves, you go, you move. And if it doesn't, you don't. They got to do better. If they do better, I really like what I see defensively in terms of the improvement for this team. I really enjoyed, for the most part, what I saw there. And offensively, it's just a matter of not making the mistakes. Don't fumble. They were moving the ball. Had a drop pass. Forgot about that. Bokey Harris in the end zone. They take care of business instead of fumbling it away and at least get two of those scores. You're looking at 40-plus points and a win. So we'll see what the Racers do. Looks like they're going to be, for the most part, healthy. Jesse Blackburn is back. He made an impact last week. But remember this, Blackburn, they review the film of every game, and he was called for a targeting foul. So Blackburn will not be available for the first half of the game against Southeast Missouri. For the most part, everyone else good to go. Demontre Wade still battling concussion symptoms. I would assume they'll check him again today. If he doesn't clear, then there's a chance he will not play tomorrow night. If not, it will be DeAndre Cooper and Marquez Sanford handling the duties for the most part. Bernard Thomas will also add some help there as well. So that's what we're looking at. I think T. Ray Malone is back. He's battling a hamstring injury. Racers starting to get some guys back. When you're into this game, when you're into the fifth week of the season, and you're essentially talking one guy who might miss a game in your college football team, that's honestly, that's about as good as you could possibly hope for. And the Racers, at least at this point, are in that. Now, another part of the game where SEMO, you're going to have to just give them the edge, and it's not a knock against the Racers, but they have an All-American place kicker, and that's Ryan McCrum. McCrum last year kicked four field goals of 50 or more yards. He has a leg on him you can't believe. Former soccer player. He can kick him as long as 55 yards. This year he's made 3 of 7 and his long 42 yards. He's 8 of 8 on extra points. But that is a big factor for Southeast Missouri and also their punter. We had the top punter in the league last week come to town when Tennessee Tech visited. It's the second punter in the OVC this week in Alex Knight. 45.8 on his punt average, and he has 7 50-plus yard punts. The one thing that Southeast Missouri doesn't have that we did see last week in the Van Leer kid is that someone who's having a big return year. They do not have that. Their kickoff guy, Peter Lloyd, averaging 26 yards on his only return, and Tremaine McCullough, 8 returns for 19 yards. Their punt returner, Peter Lloyd, does have a pretty good average here, but he replaced Tyler Manny, who returned 6 for 2.3, so they put Lloyd back there, and in 3, he has 11. One of those was a 30-yarder, so I guess in the other 2, he picked up a little bit less than that. So, you know, we'll take a look and see how that pans out. But at least on paper, Southeast Missouri would get the edge in special teams. This ought to be a terrific game. It looks like another close one. The American Sports Network will televise this. I believe locally that's on Channel 49. And you can, of course, hear it on Froggy 103.7. We're on the air at 5:30. Let's take a look at the rest of the OVC games. Mississippi Valley State playing at number 1 Jacksonville State. If you want to watch these, I'm going to give you the places where you can see them. That's OVC Digital Network. Eastern Illinois at Austin Peay, that's a 4 p.m. kick, OVC Digital Network. UT Martin at Tennessee Tech, that kicks at 6, and that is the ESPN3 game of the week. And Eastern Kentucky plays at Kentucky. It's the Cats' homecoming game. Kentucky trying to improve to 4-1 for a second consecutive season. The 17th-ranked Colonels playing with a bit of a heavy heart. They had that youngster killed in an automobile accident this past weekend, and there will be some sort of ceremony concerning that at the game. Not sure if it's before halftime or what, probably before the game. So that one is a 6:30 kickoff, and it is on the SEC Network. After picking up its first win of the season last year against the Hatch Attack and Samford, the Louisville Cardinals play their first road game of the year. They travel to North Carolina State Saturday for an 11:30 a.m. kickoff there at NC State, the highest press box known to mankind. You're just a little bit under the International Space Station when you call a game there. The game will be televised on the ACC Network, or you can see it on ESPN3. NC State, they're not ranked, but they've been pretty good. They're 4-0 after a 63-13 win at South Alabama. So they are 4-0, but they really haven't really beaten much of anybody. Take a look at your TV games. Memphis is at South Florida tonight. That one kicks off at 6 o'clock. Justin Fuente trying to pick up another win, and he'll have a big challenge at South Florida. That is an ESPN2 game this evening. The early game tomorrow, South Carolina at Mizzou. Mizzou playing without Matty Mauch. He is serving a suspension, violation of team rules. That one kicks off at 11 on the SEC Network. Told you about Louisville and NC State at 11:30. Number 11, Alabama at Georgia. That's a pretty good game early in the day. That one kicks off at 2:30 on CBS. Nebraska at Illinois, 2:30 on the Big Ten Network. West Kentucky at Rice, 2:30 on Fox Sports Network. You may see a record set in that game by Garrett Schwettman, who is approaching a couple of kicking records for WKU. San Jose State is at Auburn at 3 o'clock, an SEC Network game. SIU at Western Illinois on ESPN3 at 3 o'clock. Mississippi at Florida, 6 p.m. on ESPN. Arkansas at Tennessee, 6 p.m. on ESPN2. Eastern Michigan at LSU, 6 p.m. on ESPNU. Vandy at Middle Tennessee, 6 p.m. on CBS Sports Network, and Mississippi State at Texas A&M, 6:30 on the SEC Network. We already told you about Eastern Kentucky at Kentucky. Murray State Soccer hosts its first conference matches of 2015. The Racers take on UT Martin today and then SEMO Sunday. Today's match, 3 p.m., the kickoff Sunday, 2 p.m., the Racers 5-4, 1-0 in the OVC. Martin coming into today just 4-6, but they are 2-0 in league play. Murray State looking to open the conference slate with their third victory of the season. The Racers face Eastern Kentucky in volleyball tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Murray State's won its last three contests against the Colonels, but they've won just once over their last four in Richmond. So a little bit of a problem area. The Racers are 12-1 this season. It's the best 13-match record in program history. The 2006 squad had the previous best when they went 11-2. Big get for UK basketball yesterday as Wenyon Gabriel verbally committed to Kentucky. He's a five-star recruit from New Hampshire, number 23 player in the class of 2016, according to ESPN. 6'9 forward chose the Cats over Duke. Kentucky now has two five-star commits in their class of 2016. Sort of meaningless games beginning tonight for the St. Louis Cardinals as they play at Atlanta. Jaime Garcia goes against Julio Teheran. We have delayed coverage tonight after Murray High football, but we have live games for you on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon on WNBS. You can always check out the front page at 1340WNBS.com. We have all the times listed. By the way, the Cardinals open the postseason a week from today at Busch. They'll get either the Pirates or the Cubs in a best-of-five division series. You'll hear all those games on WNBS. College football on the radio this weekend, besides the Racer game that we've already told you about, the WOFC college football game of the week tomorrow morning at 10:30 finds number 4 TCU at Texas, and the WNBS college football game of the week is also tomorrow morning at 10:30. It is Iowa at Wisconsin. Our pro games this weekend at 11:30 a.m. Sunday on 11:30 WOMC. Here are the New York Giants at Buffalo, our Sunday night game on WNBS, Dallas at New Orleans, and the Monday night game, Detroit at Seattle. That's 6:45 on WNBS. That's going to wrap up the Neil Bradley Show. Hope you have a great weekend. See you back here Monday at 1340WNBS.com.